Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You and I have been on the record. We don't like this about sports. It happens far too frequently. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for everyone to take a step back every once in a while and go, I'm going to try not to do this.
Right.
I'm going to try not to do this. It's not healthy for any of us.
Mm-mm.
It's sometimes an unfortunate side effect of being a sports fan. But I do think the recommendation I would have for you is take a breath and don't go there.
Right.
But it's happened again. The Philadelphia 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to file a complaint.
That's right.
About officials in the first two games of their series.
Mm-hmm. They don't like it.
We haven't liked the officiating. We'd like to put it on record.
Right.
I'm sure there's plenty of people in Philly blaming the refs for a loss. I hate when you blame the refs for a loss.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it. It happens. You gotta try to stop doing it. It doesn't help anything.
No, it really doesn't. And it's also the low-hanging fruit of sports as well. I mean, I hear the ref complaints, and I was bouncing around the Odyssey app yesterday kind of listening to, you know, what's going on, and I ended up on Philadelphia, WIP, our sister station, and then I listened to see what WFAN in New York were saying about the same topic. And, you know, the Philadelphia fans were complaining about the referees and the officiating in the first two games of the series. Sidebar, the Knicks winning is better for business, so just to let you know, they tend to do things in these leagues that are better for business. I'm not saying the officiating did anything, you know, wrong from that standpoint. But when you have a lead and you give up like 8 points in 30 seconds, that's not on the officials. That's on you. When you get out rebounded late in the game or in the second half, and Joel Embiid refuses to play defense down low and hangs out at the perimeter, that's not on the officiating. And it's one of those things that I just loathe.
Or that your star is peanut brittle.
Yeah, well, and that too.
That
he can't rely on this guy for an extended period of time. But, you know, we've been talking about this going back to the days of, you know, people complaining about officials at KU and whatnot, and even KU fans complaining about officials for why they lose games. There are so many other ways, in my opinion, that you win or lose a game.
I think they've got it back tenfold.
Right?
They should never be complaining
about officials. They should never be complaining. But
yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
Every fan base does. But it's the low-hanging fruit of sports. And when I hear like sports talk radio hosts in other cities or places go, well, they lost because of the officials, I'm like, you're really not doing your job. They didn't lose because of the officials. They lost for other reasons. Did the officials maybe make a bad call or two? Yeah, the officials make bad calls in every single game that is played, whether it's a high profile game or a random baseball game on a Tuesday night. You're going to see mistakes that are made. It's the human element that everybody loves. Can't have replay. Got to have that human element. So you have the human element. Officials make mistakes. It happens, but that's never the reason why you lose a game. You can always go back and look. Okay, you got out rebounded by 20. That's a problem right there. Grab some rebounds. That's effort. That's hustle. That's desire. Play like you care, as we famously once said on this show. And so every time an ump or a ref or somebody makes a bad call, we want to blame the outcome of the game or the series on them. We all do it. Teams do it. Fans do it. Everybody's guilty of doing it. but you can't do it because a lot of times you're not able to recover. Ask the 85 St. Louis Cardinals, who are still complaining about Don Denkinger, even though they had game 7 to play the following day and never went out there and played game 7. They allowed that call to bother them after game 6. And they ended up getting their ass kicked in game 7, and the Royals ended up winning the world championship. You've got to be able to let these calls go if you don't like them, especially in a series, because now I think it's going to be tough for Philly to recover. You're out here blaming the officials. You're not focusing your energy on what really needs to happen, and that's your star needs to play better. You can't give up 8 points with 27 seconds to go in a game. Like, play defense, grab rebounds, do those things that are within your control. The officials are not within your control, and you can't let them have that kind of impact on a game.
Did the Sixers ask for the manager, someone from the text line? Yeah. No, because that is beyond your control. Yes. You can ask for the manager if you know you're not back there making the food. I think
right.
You can ask for the manager.
You can ask for the manager all
but,
you want.
But yes, yeah. They have officially filed a complaint.
I guess with the NBA.
Good luck with that.
Good luck recovering from that too, because you've sent the message to your team that it's not about you guys. You guys are playing fine. It's the ref's fault. Yeah. Oh, it's the ref's fault. Well, in that case, I'm going to still go out there and stand around the 3-point arc instead of getting down in the blocks and trying to grab a rebound, Joel Embiid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.